The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, world. What's up, guys? This is Dave Van Auken back on the Fight Bananas podcast. Man, that sounds good. I don't know why. That's just sounding good lately, guys. Fight Bananas podcast absolutely on fire this month. February 2020, like landmark, humongous month here for the Fight Bananas podcast. Subscribe, download, like, rate, love, you know all that good stuff, man. Send it to an enemy, you know what it is. iHeartRadio is on fire, guys. Our Fight Bananas YouTube channel in 1 month, thank you. Man, it's awesome. We've had amazing guests, UFC greats like Glover Teixeira, Curtis Blaydes. We've had some historic Christy Martin, the first female boxer Hall of Fame, live in the studio. We've just been on fire. But lately, Island Fight 62, guys, it's taken over. It's this Friday night. Get your tickets. Make sure you know someone that's watching. Follow the Fight Bananas YouTube channel, Instagram page, Facebook. We're going to have so much content. Live interviews, pre-fight and post-fight. We're going to have some fight clips on there. Fight Bananas YouTube channel. Make sure you check that out all night long Friday night. Guys, yesterday we talked to Jacob Brown. He's one half of the main event. Let's talk to the other half of the main event. I'm talking to my man, Eddie Price. We've been trying to get this interview for a couple days. I love his energy. I love he's so pumped and excited to be in the main event. Island Fights, I love this kid. I cannot wait to talk to my main man, Eddie Price. Main event in Island Fight 62. Let's get it, guys. Let's get Eddie on the line. Guys, on the Fight Bananas hotline, co-main event, one half of the main event, Eddie Price, how are you doing today?
I am fabulous, man. I'm fabulous.
Man, it's fight week, brother. There's nothing like it in the fight game. How are you doing? How is this week so far for you? We're only a couple days out this Friday. Main event, Island Fight 62. How are you doing this fight week?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Just, you know, working. I'm trying to stay focused and everything. Get my last little minute training sessions in. Trying to drop this little bit of weight I got left and ready to eat, basically.
I don't know if you heard our interview with Jacob Brown yesterday. He said the same thing about the eating comment, so I got to go right back at it. When you say eat, are you mean like inside that ring, the Island Fights ring Friday night, or you mean like some drumsticks? Do you mean that garlic parmesan wings afterwards? What do you give me the down low on that?
Both. fighting's fun, so I like getting in there and I like performing and all that good stuff. So it. I really like eating too, because at heart I'm really a fatty at heart. So, but yeah, either way is however you want to take it, basically.
Right, right. And what weight class is this fight on the main event Island Fights?
135 bantamweight.
Wow, my man, 135. There's no fatty down there, my man. That's lean machines down there.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Chicken and greens has been my diet for a while, I'm telling you.
Yeah, 100%. Amen to that. Okay, let's get into it. When did you find out? So this match was made, and when did you find out you guys were going to become the main event for one, and then two, what did that do to you? That had to be like a jolt of like, oh, wow. Because I brought this up too. I don't know, Eddie, like how much you've been following Island Fights and all that, but if you look past the last 8, 10, 12 of the main events of Island Fights, they're all UFC winners. They're all UFC bound. Even the last main event of the amateur show, Taylor and Macy stole the show. Both are UFC bound. It's just, it's so much, it's a great spot to be in. So when did you find out, and what did that do to you mentally and physically, that boom, you are the main event, Island Fight 62?
Found out a few days ago, actually. And when I did, I was running around the gym, super happy. really hyped because it's Iron Fights. Like you said, a lot of people went to the UFC from this promotion, and I'm the main event along with another, you know, star athlete as well. And we're going to get in there and we're going to do our things and put on a show, I guess you could say.
Absolutely. Let's talk about him real quick. Jacob Brown, what do you know of him? Is there a lot of respect there? Is there any bad blood at all? What do you think about your opponent, your main event opponent, Jacob Brown?
There's no bad blood. Yeah, he's a good fighter. Is basically all I know. I believe we stay in two different states, so I don't really know him like that. I just have heard of him and watched him fight, and I know it's going to be a war.
Okay. Two in a row knockouts. Is that right? You know, TKOs in with for you.
One knockout, and the other one was armbar.
Armbar. That's what it was. Okay. So, a lot of the game. There's so many fighters out there, Eddie. You know that, and there's so many guys trying to make it into the UFC. But the UFC have said it over and over again. They love finishers. It doesn't have to be the knockout. But they love ground and pound. They love submissions. They love aggressiveness. Is that something, a part of your game that you like, or is it you want to win? And if it opens up for you to get a knockout, or it opens up to an armbar, you'll take it. Of course. Are you just someone that's just trying to get wins? And that's you got to win if your dream's in the UFC, you have to pile up the W's. But are you do you establish yourself as a finisher inside that ring?
My first couple of fights, I've lost to decision.
Mm-hmm.
And my trainer told me something very, very wise. And he said, don't let it go to the judge's hands. And so now every fight I try to get in, I try to find a way to at least finish it, you know?
Right.
Because I don't want the judges to tell me who won this bout or and all that good stuff. I want it to be known, you know?
Right. No, absolutely. And so you just said something about coaches. You know, I know MMA is probably the most one-on-one sport, even, you know, of course, tennis and golf. But there's nothing like looking an opponent across the ring or the cage. That person want to put you out and you want to put them out. And there's just nothing like it. It's a gladiator sport. It's 2020. But I think not enough recognition goes to coaches, training partners, your gym, the team around you. That's how you become a better person, a better fighter day in and day out. What do you think about that? Are you of course it's a one-on-one sport. How vital is your team to you?
My team is very vital to me. Cody Herbert has been my trainer since day one. He showed me everything. He's done put me through the ringer. He's been toughing me up, I guess you could say. So with that being said, you know, like fighters, they all get in their head sometimes and everything like that. They start worrying about the bout that's coming up. Am I doing this right? Am I doing that right? Trainers and like your coaches and everybody else, they kind of keep you level headed and all that good stuff. And they play a very important role in a fighter's career. I tell you that much.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. Last question, kind of about Island Fights. You know, we talked about what it does for careers, and we know you're an amateur. But what's your game plan? What's your outlook? Is it sticking with Island Fights? Is it trying to quickly become a professional? Or are you just trying to develop slowly, trying to put some salt and pepper on all of your tools? What's kind of your 2020 outlook game plan for you personally?
2020, I'm trying to getting a lot of wins under my belt. I'm not looking to go pro anytime soon. I still have a lot of learning to do and everything like that. I just want to get it in a steady weight class because I fought 55, I fought 45, and this will be my first 35 belt. So I'm trying to get all that straight away. And once I get that straight away, then I start looking towards going pro and looking towards going into the UFC, but everybody's end goal is, of course, the UFC
right, or
Bellator or something like that, you know?
Right. They're paying the most.
I'm just trying to be known this year because I just started fighting, so
right.
Just trying to get my name out there.
Well, you got a great platform this Friday night, main event, Pensacola, Island Fight 62. Like I said, it's crazy, man. Go on the Instagram, check out Island Fights, and look at their main events for the last year and a half. They're just like, wow. It's really incredible, the spot you got this Friday night. But my main man, one question I want to really get into you. I love comic books and the Avengers and, you know, all the origin stories. How did Eddie Price, how did you get into mixed martial arts? What's your origin story? What was that moment or the story that you were like, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to try to make this my profession?
All right. Long story short, I sold the car to Cody and he told me he fought and I was like, oh, I'm very interested in doing that. And at first I wanted to just fight, you know, train and everything to make sure I'm confident for out here in the streets if anybody messes with my family or anything like that. And then I ended up being really good at it. So I was just like, all right, well, maybe I can turn this into something pretty great, you know, and make money for doing this one day. I like being in shape, and it ended up being really fun. So I was like, all right, cool. Let's roll with it, I guess. See how far I can take it.
Right. Okay. Was there a fighter? Could have been UFC. It could be someone in your hometown. It could be someone in your gym. Is there a fighter that you saw and you're like, whoa, okay, I'm going to try to be like that fighter. I'm going to try to copy what he's doing. Is there someone out there or who's maybe like your favorite all-time combat sports athlete that you're like, okay, this is when he's on or if she's on, you know, I got to put down everything. I'm watching this. Who's a fighter that kind of helped you in the game?
Honestly, Cody Herbert. He's a fighter.
Right.
And he kind of sucked me in there. He showed me a couple of his videos and I was like, all right, that's cool. I want to do that. And then like after that, it was like Israel Adesanya. Mm. I like the way he fights too. So.
Right. And so for one, those are two good ones. Izzy has a match coming up with versus Yoel Romero.
Yes, UFC. I'm very excited for that.
That's a MMA fans, dream fight. How do you see that fight going down? I love that fight. Two different, you know, styles. That's a great fight. Yoel versus Izzy. Who do you got in that?
They're both pretty tough. And if Izzy is pretty quick, so I can see him like dodging Yoel's strong licks, and so I see it going to like decision all the way to the end. Izzy probably getting a win, or you know, Yoel's probably getting a win, you know.
Right. So that's 2 weekends from now, my man. I'm gonna text you after Yoel Romero puts down Israel Adesanya in the first or second round. I'm gonna text you a picture.
Okay.
All right, I'm telling you right now, I'm calling my shot. You know what I mean? Once in a while, you just gotta take the mic and call your shot. I'm calling my shot. Yoel Romero takes the middleweight championship away from Israel Adesanya.
Oh, okay. All right. You're pretty confident in that, but I think Izzy is just too quick for him.
Right? No, he's a superstar. You know? Undefeated. I love his game. I love his talk, too. I love people that, communicate well, and then they can back it up inside that octagon like a Conor, like an Izzy. I love that. I really do. I think Yoel's been on this, 4-year journey, right? Fought Luke Rockhold and fought every middleweight and Whitaker and all this stuff and Costa, all this. And it's just been like a split decision. When he beat Rockhold, he was 0.2 ounces over, or he would have won the middleweight championship of the world 3.5 years ago. I think he's that close. I think it's destiny. I really do. I think Yoel, middleweight championship of the world. It's going to come to fruition this, next Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I'm going to text you when Izzy walks away with the belt again.
You got it, my man. You got it. man, talk about it. Last one for you. Main event, Island Fight 62. What can you tell all the fans? What can you tell people that are close to buying a ticket? You know, money's hard to get. It's a hard world out there. What are they going to do to spend $30-$40 to get out there to Island Fights, go out there to Pensacola, drive an hour away? Why should they come to Island Fight 62 to see Eddie Price and Jacob Brown in the main event?
Like I said, he's a good athlete. I'm a good athlete. We're in this fight game together. We both got similar goals and everything. So it's going to be a war. You know, it's not going to, I feel like it's not going to be standing around and all that good stuff. It's going to be something that people are going to want to see. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Like it's something that doesn't, that people don't want to be told about it. They have to see it, you know?
Right. And there's nothing like it. If I can just add to it, there's nothing like a fight night, whatever it is.
Exactly.
Like my man, if we're just walking down the street and two people are throwing a football or kicking a soccer ball in the front of their lawn, right, at their house, you'd be like, okay, that's cool. If someone right. yells, fight, there's a fight outside that front door. Every man, woman, child, I got two twin girls are 45 days old. They'll start jogging to that house to see a fight. There's nothing like a fight night. Dean Toole, the promoter of Island Fights, puts it up. Devin Adams' matchmaking is incredible. This is it. Like, Island Fight 62, this is going to be an amazing event. I can't wait. We're going to be there live in the building, Eddie, all right?
Nice.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a show. So.
Absolutely, my man. Continue success to you. Continue blessings. Like I said, we'll see you out there. And any last words, the floor is yours, my man.
No, I'll just come out to Island Fight 62. You don't want to miss the main event and all the other fights that are coming, that are going down that night. There's a bunch of people there. It's going to be wars. That's all I got to say. It's going to be worth coming out and seeing.
Awesome, man. Appreciate your time, Eddie. Have a good fight week, and we'll see you in 50 hours.
Absolutely.
Later, brother.
Bye-bye.
There we go, guys. One half of the main event for Island Fight 62 going down Pensacola Fairgrounds. Eddie Price. Man, he said a lot of right there. I loved it. I loved his kind of outlook, what he's thinking right now. A lot about Cody Herbert. Really got him into the fight game. Really kind of coaching him up. Man, it's going to be a great fight. This is just one of these fights. Bantamweight bout, 135 pounds. Maybe one of the best 135ers out there. Winner moves on. That's just what it is. But it's an amateur, and that's what I love. There's no L's as amateurs. There's only lessons. Both fighters have great minds, great bodies, great fighting styles. These guys are both moving up the ranks, and it's just great. You want to test yourself, and this is a great test for Jacob Brown and Eddie Price. This is great for you guys. If you guys are fans of the fight game, get out there. Island Fight 62. I'm telling you, get out there. Guys, thank you so much to Eddie. It's been a great week here for the Fight Bananas podcast, and I say it all the time, man. We're just getting started. I'm telling you, please stay with us all weekend long. Like, it's one of those things where we got so much content coming. A lot of live interviews. We have a lot of, we're going to do a lot of pre-fight stuff. We're going to do post-fight stuff. Check on the Fight Bananas Instagram page, Fight Bananas Official. Check out our YouTube page all night long. We might do some live stuff. We might just put up a lot of interviews, some fight tape. It's going to be bananas. Thank you so much. Endstill Nutrition. Check out endstillnutrition.com. We hope we see them out there Friday night. How about Mako Tech Mouth Guard? So much love to them. Check them out, guys, on Instagram. Mako Tech _ Mouth Guards. We'll put them on our social media platforms, on our stories. Make sure you give them a follow. Fusion CBD Products, guys. FusionCBDProducts.com. Put in our promo code, FIGHT2020, 20% off. I'm drinking two bottles of the water every single day. CBD water, guys. Check it out. CBD Sports Water at FusionCBDProducts.com. Last and certainly not least, our family at Warhammer Fightwear. I wear the gear every single day. WarhammerFightwear.com. Some of the best MMA gear for the ladies, the kids, and of course, us men. Check out WarhammerFightwear.com. Check out Island Fight 62 this Friday night. Check out my man, Eddie Price versus Jacob Brown. Thank you, Eddie, for coming on the show. Continue success, and let's stay bananas.